Hello, everyone. We welcome you to this webinar on this Sunday evening, brought to you by TCM World Foundation as part of our distance learning series. My name is Dr. Jill Emanuel, and I'm happy to be part of this latest webinar in our ongoing series. Today, we're welcoming our friend, Dr. Ellen Franklin, who will be one of our presenters at the Building Bridges of Integration Conference this October. I'm going to give you more information on the conference and how to register at the end of this call, so stay tuned for that information. For those of you who are not familiar with Dr. Franklin's work, she is the co-founder and CEO of the Acutonics Institute of Integrative Medicine in New Mexico, where she has been involved in the development and dissemination of educational programs in vibrational sound therapy, rooted in Oriental medicine and psychology. She received a certificate in Jungian studies and her PhD in psychology from Saybrook University, and her research focused on the use of acutonics for self-care to reduce severe stress and compassion fatigue in healthcare providers. She has co-authored a book and is the author of numerous articles. Today, she'll be talking with us about good vibrations, sound therapy, and self-care. Specifically, she'll be introducing us to and discussing the acutonics method of vibrational sound therapy, which is an integrated approach to healing grounded in Chinese medicine, psychology, science, cosmological studies, and sound healing principles. Hello, Ellen. Welcome to the call. It's so nice to have you here today.
Hi, Jill. Thank you so much for having me. I look forward to our conversation and to being at the Building Bridges Conference.
Oh, we're so glad to have you both on this webinar and at the conference. So why don't we just dive in right away so we can maximize our time. So I'm just going to start with a very, very general question, and then we can launch from there. How can sound and vibration affect us and heal us?
Well, I've been working with sound and vibration for more than 20 years, and I've really been privileged to see the ways in which the use of sound vibration in a therapeutic setting accelerates personal transformation and deep healing. Sound vibration can help to put the individual into resonance with larger cycles and higher harmonics. And Acutonics co-creator, my partner Donna Carey, is an acupuncturist, and in her clinical experience as an acupuncturist and as clinical dean of an acupuncture college, she saw on a daily basis the need for tools that would aid her patients' emotional and spiritual development. And of course, Donna understood the power of the meridians and the acupoints, the energy systems of the body, and she knew at a deep intuitive level that the application of sound vibration, in particular the frequencies of the earth, moon, sun, and planets to the meridians and premeridian system, also known as the extraordinary meridians, could help to reconnect the individual with greater universal imperatives that support people through all cycles of life, birth, growth, maturation, transformation. And so this system of sound vibration that I work with comes from an ancient and sacred tradition, but as you mentioned, it's based in science and the arts, and it really has the ability to support people on their transformational journey to health and holism. What I'd like people to do is to just reflect for a moment on how everything in the universe vibrates. That from the smallest particles to the planets in our solar system, at every level, cosmic, biological, and molecular, life is governed by complex cycles and rhythms that interrelate and affect one another. So your heart beats, your lungs regulate breath, our organs work in mutual support and resonance to each other. And when things coexist in harmony, you're in good health. When the body is out of balance, yin and yang are not in right relationship, or when qi is stagnant, the energy pathways of the body are really unable to flow freely. And as a result, of course, we see disease arise from this blockage or imbalance in the body's energetic systems. So one of the things that we do when we're working with sound, you know, today working with sound vibration in the form of tuning forks and hand chimes, we're able to apply specific frequencies to the body to break up limiting patterns and to nourish and support the body so that we're able to correct imbalances, uncover emotions, stimulate growth, and to develop and really aid the body in coming to harmony and wholeness.
That, thank you so much for that very comprehensive summary. I'm curious, I'd love to go right into what you mentioned, the tool, some of the tools that you use. Can you tell us more about the tools and specifically how it relates to using them on the meridians and the body?
Sure. You know, sound vibration is being used through tuning forks. So we're working with multiple tools. We work with tuning forks. We work with hand chimes. I work with Tibetan bowls, gongs as well, planetary gongs. All of the tools in our system are tuned to the frequencies of the Earth, Moon, Sun, and planets. And so that we're connecting with larger cycles of the natural world. They're scientifically calculated based on the orbital velocities of the planets traveling around the sun, so that we're connecting not only with the archetypal quality of the planet, as well as the specific sound vibration. And so what we're doing with tuning forks is we're directing the sound vibration, the specific frequencies, to the acupoints of the body, so that you're able to really, you know, break up limiting patterns, to nourish and support the body, to correct imbalances, stimulate growth. And we would work with different frequencies depending on what's presenting in a clinical setting. So for one example, we work with the Om tuning fork, the fundamental home tone, which is the sound of the earth traveling through the four seasons. And we would use that in combination with other planetary forks, such as the moon and the sun. And these combinations are going to produce rich musical intervals, including thirds, fourths, and fifths that balance, ground, build, and expand and release energy in the body. And these are based on the cycles and the sounds of nature and the cosmos. And I think I mentioned they were derived from the orbital velocities of the planets, originally calculated by Kepler in the early 1600s, and then converted to hertz, or musical frequency.
So going back to what you were saying earlier, can you tell us a little bit about the different disorders, if we're using a Western term, and I'd love to know more about the limiting patterns as well that you mentioned that you commonly treat and how you go about doing that?
So some of the most common things that we see are things like sleep disorders, pain, trauma, and we would, of course, from a Chinese medicine perspective, we're going to address each person as an individual, and we're going to try and get to the root of what might be presenting when someone comes in to work with us clinically. But again, going back to the principles of Chinese medicine, you're going to look at, you know, what is the root of the imbalance, and is something deficient? Is it excess? Is it in what way is it presenting? And so we would fine-tune, just as an acupuncturist would work with needles, or an acupressurist would use pressure on specific points, we would work with points that are extremely successful at treating imbalances. And if we needed to bring more energy or to boost the immune function, you see a lot of immune system imbalances, then we would work with a fork that we call the Earth Day, which is very energizing. We might also work with the Solar Seventh, which is the sun, which is very yang. And so we would apply musical intervals directly to the acupuncture points to build, to stimulate, to boost the energy. Sometimes there might be an excess, and so you're going to work to, I would use the liver as an example, where it's always, there's always stuff that's stuck or pent up, and there's an excess of energy, and so we would want to break up that stagnant pattern and disperse the energy.
Okay, that makes sense. I'm curious, again, could you define more for our audience what limiting patterns refers to and how you work with that?
So if someone is not sleeping, or they're not able to, they're really stuck in a pain cycle, and they're trying to, you know, they don't want to be taking medication. They want to really try to get to the root of the pain. And so from a physiological perspective, we can treat pain and work with specific frequencies that we know will move qi in the body, move the energy, release the blockages, and, you know, stimulate the free flow of energy within the entire system. But sometimes, you know, the limiting pattern is a psycho-emotional pattern, and we're also really effective at addressing that as well. And one of the great things about working with sound is that the brain gets out of the way. And so very often, whether you're doing a self-care treatment or whether you are actually being treated by a practitioner, you get into such a deep state of relaxation that you literally get out of the way, and sound gets into the limbic brain. And so you're able to really access these deep limiting emotional patterns that might be what is holding us back in our lives.
That's very advantageous, because I was thinking about how much does thought get in the way of potentially the healing. But I can imagine when the sound happens, that takes your full attention, and then your brain can shut down all the noise, if you will, and you can focus more on the actual moment and allow more of the deep healing to come in.
Exactly. You know, and I think that that's really the true power of sound, is that it can be so deeply relaxing, but it can also, I mean, I think one of the things you and I talked about earlier was this idea of dissonance, and one of the things that can happen with dissonant sounds and dissonant intervals is that you can actually break up stagnant patterns. So, you know, you might have tight muscle or scar tissue, and we've very effectively worked with specific frequencies on or over scars to help to break up the fascia and to regain mobility in the hand. That would be one, you know, physical example.
Because it breaks the chi, it
breaks
the
up
chi
the
flow.
the stuck energy, right? So I hate this example, but I was thinking about how do you feel when you're walking down the streets in New York and you hear a jackhammer, right? Just you cringe, right?
Right.
You know, but think about what the jackhammer is breaking up concrete. And so, you know, at the same time, there's ways in which, not that I'm going to take a jackhammer to a client, but there's ways in which the use of sound can be highly effective at really breaking up stagnant chi.
Yeah, I was thinking about that earlier when you mentioned the musical intervals and how some musical intervals are very pleasing and other musical intervals are quite harsh. I think there was a siren going off earlier, and I'm just wondering, can they both be helpful for us, or
absolutely.
Do you typically avoid?
No, I actually think that working with dissonance is very important because it gets in between the cracks, and it can help to break up stagnant or limiting patterns. But also, you know, you can use very pleasing tones. You know, the interval of the third is very soothing. It's used a lot in meditative music, New Age music. And at the same time, when we're working with that particular interval in our system, we're actually working with the quality of the earth as it travels through a 25,000-year cycle. And so it has both this expansive quality, and the liver loves it, the liver meridian, liver points, because it helps to expand the energy. And it also has wisdom. And at the same time, when we're working with that interval, we've been very effective at working on really tight muscles to release muscle stagnation, or working that's one of the intervals we would work on scar tissue with.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. And are there any particular things you can think of that discordant sound would really attend to well?
I think when, I don't know if I'd call it discordant as much as having a pushing quality. So in our system, when we work with the solar seventh, I'll give you two examples. So in our system, we work with something we call the Earth Day Fifth, which is the Earth in the 24-hour cycle. And that's like a shot of chi to the body. You know, this is our 24-hour clock. And it's not really a true fifth. It's trying to be a fifth. So for people who understand music, you understand music. Is that a diminished fourth or an augmented fourth? So it's pushing.
It would probably be a diminished fourth of some kind.
Right.
So it has
that earth that has a real pushing quality, and it's used to boost the immune function. The solar seventh is that seventh is pushing to resolve at the octave, and so it has an energizing yang quality, and it represents the sun, which is very yang. So again, it's used to boost the immune function. So when people are qi deficient, we would work with the Earth Day Fifth and the Solar Seventh, because they're going to help to build qi in the body.
That's really fascinating to hear. I can hear the intervals in my head and kind of going, yeah, absolutely. And I think if people could even recognize certain songs that have those intervals and how they affect us when we listen to the music, it really, you know, very, you know, a more minor level, it does affect us in that way. I'm curious go ahead, please.
Now, one of the other things I was going to say, when you think about physiological symptoms like sleep disorders, respiratory illness, pain, trauma, addictions, that there's so many things that we can do with sound on some, you know, you were asking me earlier about limiting conditions. Well, if people aren't sleeping, there's nothing worse, right? You can't sleep or you can't breathe, respiratory illness. So the power of sound is that by accessing some very basic, easy-to-find points in the body that we can open up the lung qi or open the airways by working on lung one or original child, Ren 17. These are points that can help us to take a breath. When we listen to soothing sounds like the Om Unison, we're able to come to center and to ground and to bring the body more into balance, and it helps us to sleep. And again, there we would work with points that are more grounding and help to root the energy in the body.
I see. Okay, that makes sense. One of the things, I'm just going to bring it more to a basic level. So we've talked about a number of different conditions or limiting beliefs, but I think one of the things that people just think about all the time is stress. And so what are some of the ways you address stress using sound and vibrational healing?
Well, thank you for asking, because that's one of my passions that I should work on. You know, you can simply listen to soothing music, right, to help reduce stress. However, in my work, I find that by addressing basic points in the body with tuning forks, we're able to calm the mind and bring the body back to center. So let me provide just a few examples of specific acupoints and tuning forks that might be used. So on
Perfect.
The bottom of our foot, and, you know, and when you're, is kidney one, bubbling spring or gushing spring, it's located on the bottom of the foot. And we recommend this point to begin and end the session because it gives us a burst and gush of vibrant spring waters. And it also helps us with grounding and rooting. And it helps us to connect with our balance and essence. So that we can live without fear and without draining our inner resources. It can help us to clear and stabilize the entire system. And so on this particular point, we might work with the grounding tones of the Oms, which is, if people meditate or chant Om, that's really what's represented in the tuning fork frequency. So it's a deeply grounding and balancing sound. Another example might be kidney 3, Great Ravine, which is located in the depression between the medial malleolus, sort of the ankle bone and the Achilles tendon. And this is an earth point, and it's the source point of the kidney meridian. So it's a really powerful point to access the source of our original chi, and it gives us a deeper resource of the kidneys. So this is the energy that originates in the mountain streams, or it's a source that flows down to feed the rivers. It's our vitality and wisdom and nourishment, and it helps to connect us with the mysteries and the sounds of the Tao. And so if I were working with sound vibration on that point and I wanted to really nourish the yin of the kidneys, then I might use the full moon. But if I were trying to strengthen the kidneys, we would go back to that slightly dissonant tone of the Earth Day 5th, and that would be a way in which we could strengthen kidney 3. Those are just a couple of examples of how I might work with sound vibration on specific points. But I also did my doctoral research on severe stress and compassion fatigue in nurses, and I developed a basic point protocol that I used with nurses, a 10-point protocol, and it was really effective. We were able to reduce anxiety and stress at really record levels, to the point where I was really, really surprised, not surprised by the results, but they were really heartening, because it was, the idea for the study was really one that came from my thesis advisor. And you know how I know that you're also a doctor, but when you're working on a thesis, it can become so stressful to figure out what you're going to do and what your study is going to be. And I was really passionate about working on stress and ways to reduce stress because it's it contributes to most of the illnesses of our time, from sleep disorders to not breathing to autoimmune disorders. They're all made worse through stress. And so one of the ideas for this study was, could I develop, because most of my focus has been on training healthcare, licensed healthcare providers, but I've been really interested in the development of self-care techniques for people to use on themselves, and chose to work with nurses, and I had nurses from a level one trauma hospital and from a large military hospital, and they were, in a very short time, they were taught a basic 10-point protocol, and I talked about some of those points already. Kidney one and kidney three are in the protocol, but basically 10 basic points. And what we found, and the nurses were asked to complete the study in a 4-week period and to commit to using the protocol twice a week for 15 minutes or less. And they completed the protocol between 7 and 15 times, depending on the individual, and took anywhere from 7 to 15 minutes twice a week. And the results were phenomenal, and from the point of reduction in anxiety, 100% reported a reduction in anxiety, which to me was an extraordinary thing to see. But a reduction in pain as well, and that was really a powerful thing to see as well. So you know, from the very beginning of my work on this, I was quite astounded at what we discovered, and so I've dedicated a lot of my time to working on how we can reduce stress in individuals through the use of sound.
I'm curious actually, just with regard to your study with compassion fatigue, did the nurses report that they actually were able to connect more with their patients afterwards? Were they able to actually eliminate or reduce a good amount of the compassion fatigue that they were feeling, but obviously the anxiety and everything else was with it.
Yeah, absolutely. They felt like they were more present. That was the thing that I thought was quite stunning, that they could be present, they could be there with their clients in a more, I hate to keep using the word present, but that was one of the things that they said again and again, was that they felt that they were able to be fully present, to be there in a way that was powerful, you know. And one of the things that they talked about, how after the first initial treatment, you know, they felt like they couldn't take a deep breath in probably a month, and that their thoughts were really scattered. But after working with the forks, that they felt like they were able to be really present for their clients in their patients much more fully, and to come back to work feeling stronger and more focused.
Sorry, go ahead.
You know, one of the nurses said the forks helped to restore balance and calmness, so that she was able to be present for others. And you know, she believed that this was why nursing had been such a calling for her, and that she felt that through the use of the fork, she was able to recreate a sense of calm in her life that made it easier to have conscious choices rather than to be in a place of fear and anxiety.
That's so wonderful to hear, that the sound and the healing with the tuning force can just take something as significant as compassion fatigue, which I imagine we have a lot of healers on our call tonight, and they often find themselves in places where they don't know what to do when that disconnect starts to happen, and the stress becomes overwhelming, and there's a certain guilt that comes also from having that
compassion
fatigue.
Absolutely.
right?
Yeah.
So to be able to use this method to be able to reduce some of that distress and create calm and be able to be more present once again and have that renewed sense of purpose is that's wonderful to hear that can happen. And so we have the protocol to be able to do that, I'm also wondering, what are just some basic ways that we can use sound and vibration in our everyday life for healing? So obviously I think that we want to encourage people to learn more about your methods and to be able to get a sense that there's these options out there to use sound and vibrational healing. But what are just some basic ways that we can use it in our everyday life?
So I think it's really important. I mean, there's some very simple things you can do. You can take the time to listen to music that soothes you. You can be out in nature whenever possible and reconnect with the sounds of our planet Earth, the water, the birds, the wind in the trees, all of which can help to soothe and comfort us. And, of course, given my chosen work, I work with tuning forks, Tibetan bowls, hand chimes, and gongs. And if you meditate, you can bring sound into your practice by gently sounding a Tibetan singing bowl to begin and end your practice, or listening to the Om tuning forks. You can also, of course, learn basic techniques for self-care with tuning forks on or over the acupuncture points. And some simple point protocols can help you sleep better or breathe easier, feel more present and grounded. I remember one of the nurses in my study said that just listening to the sound of Om calmed her mind and promoted a sense of grounded well-being. But when she added in specific points, such as Ren 17, original child, which also sort of where the heart chakra is, she felt that she could truly breathe and be fully present. And one of the things she said is, I think the forks have given me back the ability to care for myself and given me enough of myself back that I can care for others, that their quiet hum calmed my mind and my anxiety.
That's again, it's to hear something that can actually just calm the mind that fast. I think about when people even try to start doing a spiritual practice, start to meditate, one of the hardest things that they have to deal with is quieting their mind. And it sounds like this happens much more quickly with sound healing. Is that accurate to say?
Absolutely. I mean, that's one of the things that I find so extraordinary is that when we are applying sound vibration to the acupoints, to the meridians, that it just still, there's a sense of internal stillness that comes over people. And, you know, if you think about the fact that our bodies are really energetic pathways, right, they're contained in our body, and when we access them with sound, it's as though we're connecting with something much deeper that helps us to come to a place of sympathetic resonance with the planets and with frequencies, and we get out of the way. I mean, that's the only way I can describe it, because there's this sense of information flowing through us that isn't mind information, rather it's an energetic, it's a flow, and it can really help to soothe and calm the entire body.
I'm curious, as you say that, so as people go through healing protocols or are treated over a period of time, you know, one of the things that we talk about is the body's wisdom and how the body gains wisdom and how the body learns to heal itself. So I'm curious to hear if you've seen in your work people, as they go through the treatment, start to be able, even without the tuning forks or maybe just with small sounds or something, that the body can actually start to heal itself more quickly. Have you seen anything like that?
Absolutely. You know, I think whenever we are able to come into a harmonious resonance, that we get out of our own way so that the body can actually heal. And I think that's part of the benefit and wisdom of sound. I mean, if you think for a minute about the human body is at least 70% water, sound travels 4 times faster in water, and so we take in these sound vibrations at a very, very deep level. And they really help us to connect with something that goes far beyond us, to the concept of a musical an undivided universe, something found throughout time and within many cultures and most spiritual traditions, and it forms the foundation for many healing systems. So I think that what happens is that we, you know, it just transcends the whole monkey mind or so caught up in story. I mean, this is one of the things that I talk a lot about with our students is, you know, a client or a patient comes in and they're presenting a narrative, a story, a blood root of what might have occurred for them, and they get caught in the story, they get caught in the narrative, and aren't able to shift out of it and to open themselves to the infinite potential that we all have to heal. So what I see with sound vibration, one of the benefits I see is that it helps people to relax to such a deep state that they're able to let go of these limiting thoughts and to take in sound into the meridians, into the organ system, at such a deep and profound level that they're able to begin the journey toward health and holism without overthinking it, if that makes sense
right.
to you. It becomes much more of a natural, organic process that we are, you know, it's each one of us within us has the capacity to be our own healer. And it's that concept of taking control of our journey to health and holism and recognizing that within us we have the seeds and the potential to come to an understanding of what health and holism might look like for us. And, you know, sometimes it isn't to get healthy, although we always hope that it is. That might not be our path. There might be lessons in whatever the illness is that's presenting itself to us. It might be our time to pass. But overall, I would say that when we approach health and holism with an understanding that we have the keys within us to take control of our journey and what that's going to look like, it's very powerful.
Yes, that is, and that to me is a beautiful place to start to wrap up. I don't want, I think that that's a beautiful message that I want to leave everybody with, that we are really connected in this way that is so profound. Even the way you described your system and the ways connected to the universe and the earth and our bodies and our spirits, it's just remarkable. So, Ellen, do you have any final thoughts or anything that we would be remiss to leave out before we ended?
I think what I would encourage people to do is to stop and to take the time to listen and to try to find what for them is that still point of inner harmony and balance and connection. And through the use of sound vibration, you can help yourself to get there.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for that wisdom. I really appreciate it, and we all do. I am going to basically wrap up by talking a little bit about the conference before we say goodbye to Ellen. As I mentioned earlier, Ellen will be a speaker and part of the Building Bridges for Traditional Chinese Medicine Conference this year. And each year we have a stellar group of speakers, and I've mentioned this before in webinars and in person. It is a wonderful, just profound experience of healing and learning, and just the community that is formed is quite special. So I encourage everyone to attend. The conference is in Reston, Virginia at the Hyatt Regency beginning Thursday, October 11th through Sunday, October 14th of this year. So for more comprehensive information, go to tcmconference.org. That's tcmconference.org. In addition, for the participants on this webinar, we are offering a special discount off the early registration fee. Specifically, when you go to register on the conference registration page, you can enter the coupon code LOYALTY with a capital L for $50 off the early registration fee. Again, that's LOYALTY with a capital L. This code will expire by June 30th, so be sure to register soon. So, Ellen, we greatly appreciate your time and your wonderful remarks and wisdom for this call, and we look so forward to seeing you at the conference in October.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me, and I look forward to being there.
All right. You take care.
The moderator has left the conference.